CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 10th of September 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB 2023 Convention, RSGB 2023 Outreach and Build-a-thons, National Coding Week. The RSGB 2023 Convention will be held this year from the 13th to the 15th of October. It's an action-packed weekend of amateur radio and includes the AMSET UK Colloquium, which will be held during the conference, during the convention again. You can chat to the special interest groups and RSGB committees over a coffee, browse the latest amateur radio equipment, and maybe even win a great prize if you buy a ticket in the De-Expedition Fund raffle. There will also be two interesting forums on Saturday run in partnership with ICQ Podcast. For the first time, the convention will also have a clear focus on outreach and practical activities, as the RSGB provides opportunities for individuals and clubs to have a go and be inspired to try new things in their local areas. The draft programme will be available in the October Radcom, but is also available now on the RSGB website to give you an idea of the fantastic range of talks that will be happening over the weekend. Find out more and take advantage of the early bird booking price, which is available until the 14th of September. Go to rsgb.org/convention. As part of the RSGB's commitment to the growth of amateur radio, Regional Representative David De La Haye, M0MDB, will be giving a presentation at the RSGB convention in which he'll explain more about the regional team and how its members can support you to do amateur radio outreach in your local area. A particular focus will be on organising the ever-popular Build-a-thon events. Once you've picked up some tips, you can then have a go at building one of the range of kits provided by Kanga Products. The RSGB Convention Build-a-thon is a drop-in event on Saturday the 14th of October, which runs from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also confirm your preferred time by pre-booking a slot for a deposit of £5, which is refundable against the cost of the kit you choose to build. Pre-booked time slots will be allocated on first-come, first-served basis, so make sure to book now. For full details and to book your slot, visit the RSGB website under Build-a-thon. National Coding Week runs from the 18th of September, but the RSGB is dedicating the whole of September to a focus on amateur radio and coding. There is a range of activity sheets on the RSGB website, and we know of schools and amateur radio clubs that are getting involved. Whether you'd like to try the BBC Microbit, have a go at Node Red, or find out more about GNU Radio, this is a great way to try something new, extend your skills, or share your knowledge with your local club, community, or school. If you'd like some support or advice, contact the RSGB volunteer John Hislop, G70HO, via g70ho@rsgb.org.uk. And if you're planning an event, let the RSGB know. Email comms@rsgb.org.uk so the Society can share your stories and photos to inspire others. Air Ambulance Week 2023 is finishing today, the 10th of September. Lots of amateur radio stations are active to help raise awareness of the life-saving work that's carried out by the UK's air ambulance charities. Please give them a call. More information about Air Ambulance Week can be found by visiting airambulancesuk.org. Amateur radio has been mentioned in the mainstream twice this week. RSGB President John McCulloch, BWM, was interviewed in a BBC news feature about the demise of longwave radio. You can read it online by searching for longwave radio fans mourn fading frequencies. Secondly, Helen Sharman, the first person from the UK to go into space, was chatting on the Naked Scientist podcast about using amateur radio on the International Space Station to talk to school pupils. Search for Helen Sharman chatting with Mikhail Gorbachev and skip the 3 minutes and 49 seconds into the broadcast podcast. Now for details of rallies and event, Caister Lifeboat Radio Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 10th of September. Venue is Caister Lifeboat, station Caister on the Sea, NR35DJ. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Access for traders is available from 10 a.m. Admission is free. Inside tables £10, outside £5. For more information, contact Zane, M1BFI, via email on m1bfi@outlook.com or phone 07711 214790. The Angel of the North Amateur Radio Club Rally will be held on Saturday the 16th of September. The venue will be Whitehall Road Methodist Church, Whitehall Road, Bensham, Gateshead, NE84LH. Doors open to traders from 7:30, tables cost £6. The event will be open to the public from 10 to 2, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and admission will be £2.50. Bacon, butties and hot drinks will be available to purchase. There'll be a bring and buy and a raffle on the day. Please contact anarc.club@gmail.com for further information. Now for special event news, Rustington Amateur Radio Group and Worthing and District Amateur Radio Club will be active with the special event station GB1SCW on Saturday the 16th of September, working between 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Operation takes place on HF, VHF and UHF, using various modes including SSB, FM and digital. The station will be operating to celebrate the work of coastal communities, in particular the National Coast Watch Institution and Royal National Lifeboat Institution. More information on qrz.com. 003588 is the special call sign in use by members of the Radio Club de Hatt, ON4ATH, in Belgium, celebrating the club's 35th anniversary. Station will be active until the 30th of September. DX News now, John W5JON is active as V47JA from St Kitts, NA104 in the West Indies until the 12th of September. He's operating SSB and FT8 on HF and 6 metre bands, QSL VAR Logbook of the World, or direct only to W5JON. Mike DG5LAC is active as OZ stroke call sign from Romo Island, EU125 in Denmark until the 13th of September. He'll operate FT8, FT4 and some SSB, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news today, Sunday the 10th of September, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. All modes on 24 to 76 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Worked all Europe DXCSSB contest started at 0000. UTC on Saturday the 9th of September ends 23:59 today the 10th. Using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 12th of September, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 70 metre band, 70 sems band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130, using all modes, 70 sems band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 13th, the Autumn Series CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW on the 80 metres of band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Wednesday the 13th, another one, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 sems band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And yet another one on Wednesday the 13th of September, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 sems band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can also enter the 2. On 4:30 on the 14th of September, the 50 megahertz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 17th, the 70 megahertz affiliated societies contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, All modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 17th, the IRTS 70-centimetre counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC, SSB and FM on the 70-centimetre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator, EI and GI stations give their county. Also on Sunday the 17th of September, the IRTS 2-metre county contest runs from 1300 to 1500 UTC, SSB and FM on 2-metre bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, EI and GI stations give their county. On Sunday the 17th of September, still, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint PSK 63 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using PSK 63 on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's serial number. Now, the radio propagation report. The propagation team was caught out last week by two coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, that came off the edge of the sun. The arrival of those CMEs on the 3rd of September eventually pushed the KP index to 5.67, they write. In its report, spaceweather.com said it was possible that a CME arrived on the 2nd of September, but its weak impact was masked by a chaotic stream of solar wind already blowing around Earth at the time. At this time of the year, even weak CMEs can do a good job of sparking auroras as a result of the Russell-McFerrin effect, which boosts geomagnetic activity around the equinoxes. So much for saying that we could expect quiet geomagnetic conditions last week. The solar flux index declined to 131, but has since recovered to 147 on Thursday the 7th, with 8 active regions visible. We had a number of M-class solar flares last week, but nothing too damaging. With the KP index back to 1 on the 7th, we saw daytime MUFs rising again, heading above 24.9 MHz over a 3,000 kilometre path. There were lots of Chinese and Japanese stations on 21 megs FT8, around 1100 UTC on Thursday, and up to 12 metres FT8, even more on the same DX stations, included Thomas, KH0/KC0W on the Mariana Islands of the Pacific. While the 10-metre band was just about open as well, it offered slim pickings compared with the 12-metre band. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase over the week to hit perhaps 155 by next weekend. Geomagnetic conditions remain variable, with a KP index of 3 or 4 forecast for the 12th to the 16th. This weekend, the geomagnetic forecast is that it will be quiet, although with so many sunspots visible at the moment, it wouldn't take much for a CME to disrupt things. As always, keep an eye on solarham.net for near real-time updates. Now, VHF and up, the RSGB 144 megs trophy produced good DX on 2 metres into Poland and Sweden, so we guess the Tropo performed for us this week. This spell of hot sunny weather due to high pressure does mean Tropo was the mode of choice for the end of this current week, ending the 10th, especially across the North Sea. However, unsettled weather is gradually encroaching from the west, introducing some thundery rain into western areas, and this will spread east. Although the Tropo will cease, gigahertz band rain scatter is a likely replacement, although very isolated rather than widespread. The widespread nature of a good Tropo event, it should be noted that next week is not fully determined by all models with quite a spread of outcomes. Either way, it's Tropo or rain scatter for most areas next week. It's always possible that meteor scatter and aurora could show during this period. The early morning around dawn is the best time to look for random meteor scatter activity in the absence of any major meteor showers. For aurora, it's best to follow the solar data from spaceweather.com to pick up early alerts and an increasing KP index. For EME stations, moon declination is at its highest this week, but with apogee, the moon's furthest point from Earth, next Tuesday, path losses are high. 144 meg sky noise is low for most of the week except for Thursday and Friday, when the moon and sun are very close, meaning high solar noise in the beam width of the antenna. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.